91X News.
It's 17 degrees and sunny. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with 91X News. Toronto police say tips from the public have resulted in the arrest of a suspect in two sexual assaults. Police say a 31-year-old woman was shopping in the Don Mills Road and Shepherd Avenue area last Friday evening when she was approached by a man and sexually assaulted. A short time later, police alleged the same man was on a transit bus in the Finch Avenue East and Don Mills Road area and sexually assaulted a 20-year-old woman who was sitting beside him. Both women were able to break free and call police. Police say Lan Hing Fung, 37, of Toronto, was arrested Tuesday. He has been charged with two counts of sexual assault. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is warning that if the European debt crisis isn't addressed quickly, it will eventually become too big for Europe to solve. Flaherty has told the Canada-U.S. Security Markets Summit in New York the global economy is at risk of falling into a second recession if European leaders don't resolve the crisis soon. He's blaming the spreading debt crisis on the leaders' slow response, saying it could have been averted a year ago before it threatened global growth. The Mounties and Canada Border Services agents have seized a second shipment of fake Winnipeg Jets jerseys. The 190 jerseys were made in China and shipped to Winnipeg, where they were seized last week. Unlike the jerseys seized in August, police say these ones included the names of players in both home and away colors. Canadians dug deep into their pockets to help victims of the famine crisis in East Africa. A preliminary tally shows they donated $70 million to registered charities during a 10-week program that will see Ottawa contribute matching funds. International Cooperation Minister Bev Odah says her visit to a refugee camp for victims of the crisis in Somalia showed the need for aid.
During my visit to the Dadaab camp in Kenya, from what I saw and from the stories I heard, for mothers and young girls, I knew that their perseverance and courage must be matched by our willingness to help.
Sesame Street is introducing a new Muppet in a special to air Sunday who will talk to children about poverty and hunger. 7-year-old Lily talks to viewers about her fears about whether her family will have enough to eat. Country star Brad Paisley hosts a special called Growing Hope Against Hunger. Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Michael Jackson's doctor heard from an account representative of a Nebraska medical supply company which sent multiple shipments of items. Prosecutor David Walgren questioned Nancy Hirschberg regarding the sale of lidocaine, electrodes, sodium chloride, syringes, and urine collection kits to Dr. Conrad Murray, apparently for use on Jackson.
Leg bags, 4-catheter, medium, is that right?
Yes.
And that would be the urine collection bag?
Yes.
The forms showed Omar Arnold as the patient with the same birthday as Jackson's. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Carl Layette with sports.
The Belleville Bulls are trying to bounce back after last Saturday's 5-3 collapse against the Niagara Ice Dogs. They are facing the Oshawa Generals tonight at the Yardman. Game starts at 7:05. Canadian left tackle Danny Watkins will start at the right guard position for the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday against the 3-1 Buffalo Bills. Watkins was drafted in the first round, 23rd overall in the 2011 draft. The Eagles are 1-3 after blowing a 23-3 lead against San Francisco 49ers last Sunday. Montreal Alouettes running back Brendan Whitaker has earned CFL Offensive Player of the Month honors for September after registering 65 carries for 367 yards. Saskatchewan linebacker Gerald Freeman is a top defensive player. BC Paul McCollum earned the Special Team Award, and Calgary John Cornish was named top Canadian. Canada's women's basketball team has moved up one spot in the FIBA's World Basketball Ranking. The Canadians rose to number 11 in the 12 ranking released Wednesday following their bronze medal performance at the recent FIBA's championship. Canada's performance secured the team a spot in the second chance Olympic qualifying tournament next summer. Tony Parker will play in France during the NBA lockout, earning a mere €1,500 per month, despite the star power on and off the basketball court. Asvel, which is based in Villeurbanne near Lyon in France, announced Wednesday that Parker will play for them. Parker told Sports Daily L'Equipe, "The decision is logical. He is vice president of the club and wants to help it advance." That's sports. Here's Kathleen Cleaver with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny. High 17. Tonight, clear, low plus 1 with risk of frost. Thursday, sunny, high 15. Friday, sunny, low plus 3, high 20. It's 16 degrees. I'm Kathleen Cleaver with Carl Ayette. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.